Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. If you're not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. I have shared with y'all previously my enjoyment of music. It actually is so significant in my life that until fairly recently, if you named a song, I could tell you what was happening in the world at the time it was popular. Or conversely, if you told me what was happening in the world, I could name the popular songs of that time. As I age, that talent becomes less keen. Change can be difficult. If you were to look at my phone and pull up my main playlist, you would find it strange, perhaps even eclectic. You would see music from the Stones, Sinatra, The Seekers, Ricky Van Shelton, John Conley, Dean Martin, The Righteous Brothers, Lionel Richie, and the list goes on. Anybody but the Beatles. Sorry. I haven't always been amenable to mixing genres. As a young teen, I liked what we called at the time rock and roll, The Doors, Steppenwolf, The Stones, The Who, Deep Purple, and various other bands. As I grew older, living in Texas and grasping my roots, I gave up rock for country. Now, not urban cowboy country. This was at a time when that particular soundtrack hadn't even been composed. I was into Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Bob Wills, with a little bit of Hank Jr. thrown in. I had changed. I continued to enjoy country music for the next 20 or so years, listening to new performers who were tomorrow's stars. People like George Strait, Alan Jackson, Alabama, and so on. As I got older, I realized that this type of music appealed to me less and less. Had I changed, or had the music? In the overall scheme of things, it really doesn't matter. Change is inevitable, it happens, and change is not concerned with blame. In 1994, Patti Loveless released a song entitled, How Can I Help You Say Goodbye? One line in that song says, life is about changing, nothing ever stays the same. I recall in management classes when I was employed at the House of the Twisted Sisters that a consultant told us that we each needed to become change agents, people who were dedicated to bringing about change. I wanted nothing to do with that. I figured change happens enough through an evolutionary process, and we certainly didn't need people looking to go out and change something just for the sake of doing it. If the process was working, why fiddle with it? I was able to ride the tide of that management idea until I reached a point where I could leave and take my pension with me. That in itself shows how afraid I am of change, in that I waited until I knew I had a fallback plan before seeking other opportunity. That opportunity ultimately presented itself in the form of one of the most rewarding ministries I could ever imagine, which was hospice nursing. For the last 3 years, I have driven from home to home, engaging patients and their families, providing care and support, and then hopefully, I pray, comfort at the time of death. It is a ministry in which you, as the body of Christ, were extremely involved in, whether you know it or not, through use of my discretionary funds, through Walmart and Kroger cards that you donated, through donations of food and other material items, and by providing each of our veteran patients with a prayer shawl. Your giving attitude came home to me one crisp fall morning at about 1:30 in the morning when I was called to attend the death of one of our veterans, whom I did find deceased, peacefully lying on his couch and wrapped in the prayer shawl that this church had provided him. The cards that you provide to the families allow them to acquire items that they otherwise would not be able to procure, including food and medicines. The impact that you, as the body of Christ, has had on the population that I served was huge. But I go back to the words of Patti Loveless. Life is about changing. Nothing ever stays the same. While I love the ministry of hospice and believe that I will return to it at some point, I, who disdain change, felt it was time. It wasn't the deaths or the illness or the occasional difficult family members that drove me to seek a different avenue. I think more than anything else, it was loneliness. My patient visits would last 30 to 45 minutes, but then I would be in the car for another 30 to 45 minutes driving to my next patient. Quite frankly, I found that I was spending too much time with myself and I was driving myself crazy. In January, I took a new position as the director of nursing at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. I never considered myself as one who might be impacted by culture shock, but guess what? No cell phone, no wallet, no pocket knife, and certainly no ability to practice my Second Amendment rights in the way I had grown accustomed to. But to date, the change has been positive. While I have changed locations of my ministry, I pray that you, as the body of Christ, through your gifts and time, will continue to support those in hospice. I remain in contact with my former co-workers and will continue to bring needs of them to you for remedy. As I said earlier, it is a ministry that I will return to in one form or another. So I've spoken for the last several minutes about change, specifically change in my life. What does that have to do with our readings today? In Luke's writing, we see Jesus presented at the temple where his parents meet Simeon. Simeon is an old man and has been waiting his whole life to experience change in the form of a Messiah who will free the Jewish people from the persecution they are now suffering. He senses that change in the child presented to him. God has promised that he will see change before he dies, and it is in Jesus that he recognizes that change. I am not a change agent. Frankly, I hope I never am. I have seen change, accepted change, and when absolutely necessary, instituted change, but it is not something I seek. We as a church have changed since my family's arrival in 1998. Some of the faces have changed. Certainly the clergy has changed to include yours truly. Who'd have thunk that? And the facilities have changed to a certain degree. But what remains the same, for me at least, is that when you walk through those doors, you can feel something. This is a place where you are not being judged, you are not being evaluated, you are being loved unconditionally. I pray that that is an element that never changes.